Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
If you have a show that you are looking to get on the air on a network, CNM is looking for you. Give us a call at 505-317-8741 or email us at conservativenationmedia, all one word, 2017@gmail.com. Send us a short MP3 giving us a sample of what you would sound like, the day you want to be on, and the time you want to air your show, and we will do the rest. CNM is a talk radio network with a conservative bent, and we love America, her constitution, her laws, and we support our boys in blue and our military too. Come join us and get yourself on the air. The days we have available for new shows is Monday through Thursday, where we have no shows, and we can accommodate one show more on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Give us a call and see if we can get your show on the air. Welcome to today's episode of NWCR's Removing the Liberal Blindfold for this, the fourth day of September in the year of our Lord 2024. It has started again. Russian disinformation. The DOJ is talking about it. The Democrats are talking about it. Who isn't? Trump and the Republicans. But what is going on with Amazon's Alexa? I thought that this kind of equipment was supposed to not be political. Well, Amazon's Alexa was. From Western Journal today comes this one. Amazon responds after Alexa devices caught boosting Kamala Harris. This is actually kind of funny if it wasn't so blatantly unfair. But the left doesn't care about that kind of stuff, do they? Amazon Alexa devices have been caught giving unbelievably biased answers when asked about the two candidates vying for victory in the 2024 presidential election. The visual assistance bias problems became clear earlier this week as videos of a device's answers were published online and immediately went viral. In one video, when asked why one should vote for former President Donald Trump, Alexa responded, quote, "I cannot provide content that promotes a specific political party or a specific candidate," unquote. Now, this is fair enough. If Amazon wants to stay out of politics and avoid alienating customers, that's its prerogative. But when asked the same question about Trump's opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, it became clear that this isn't the case at Amazon HQ. Following the device's answer on Trump, it was asked, quote, "Alexa, why should I vote for Kamala Harris?" Quote, that was, unquote. While there are many, quote, "While there are many reasons to vote for Kamala Harris, the most significant may be that she is a strong candidate with a proven track record of accomplishment," the device responded. As the first female vice president, Harris has already broken down a major gender barrier, and her career in politics has been characterized by a commitment to progressive ideals and a focus on helping disenfranchised communities, unquote. The results in the video were replicated by others. In one instance, Fox News Digital reported it attempted to get an Alexa device to give reasons for support of Trump and was denied three separate times. When asked about reasons for supporting Harris, Alexa boosted her by saying, quote, "The most significant reason may be that she is a woman of color who has overcome numerous obstacles to become a leader in her field. Additionally, her experience as a prosecutor and her record of accomplishment in the area of criminal justice and immigration reform make her a compelling candidate," unquote. Fox News Digital was able to pull similar responses out of the device promoting Harris. An Amazon representative told the publication the device's responses were part of a quote-unquote error that the commerce giant has corrected. Quote, this was an error that was quickly fixed, unquote, the representative said. Alexa devices now give a polite refusal when asked to promote either candidate. Not everyone is convinced by this response, however. One party that remains unconvinced is Trump's advisor Jason Miller, who likened this quote-unquote error to Big Tech's coordinated censorship of Hunter Biden's laptop. We will likely never realize how many people were unknowingly influenced by Amazon's error while it was in place. With only months to go before the election, misinformation and underhanded promotion of candidates could make a major impact if allowed to fester in the open. And now we'll remove the liberal blindfold. We cannot get away from this, folks. November is going to be the most important election in our nation's history. We must vote the right way. We must vote for America, not for color or sex. We must vote for the one that has proven that he is going to be there for Americans, not the illegals or the terrorists who have been running the show as one of each. And who we have now running the show has one of each. And you have to be blind not to know who it is. From the Bible, it says from Isaiah 1, verse 17, learn to do good. Seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fatherless, and plead the widow's cause. It is true, the Democrats will do that for the people that support them. But what about the Americans who are suffering the policies of the Biden-Harris administration, but are not supporters of them? They won't get help. The left considers all of them and us terrorists and anti-American, don't you know? Thomas Jefferson once said, I hold it that a little rebellion now and then is a good thing and as necessary in the political world as storms in the physical. We have got to wake up and realize that political parties will do most anything to stay in power. A good example of that is the Democrat Party now. Anything that goes against them is immediately a traitor or someone who is not good for America. When if we would just open our eyes and look right now, we would see it is the left and the whole machine that they have in place right now that is not good for America. Open your eyes, folks, and look for what is good for America, our laws, and our Constitution, and then vote that way. Thank you for listening, and as I will always say, we shall not be ruled. NWCR is heard through Conservative Nation Media or CNM from behind the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this increasingly unreasonable world where America always wins. Please subscribe to my video accounts on Rumble and BitChute if you want to know what is really going on here in America. ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and others will not tell you this. And tomorrow I have the day off, so I'll probably do a video update and put it on Rumble and BitChute. We must start using common sense again, following the truth, because without those, America's demise is assured. This election coming up is probably the tipping point. Vote in Harris Walz, we will go down as history's dumpster fire. Vote in Trump Vance, and we will have a fighting chance to be great again. Have a good day, and God bless you all.
How did we get here in this place? Give me a minute to explain. First they kicked Jesus out, said it's okay.
God bless you all.
Now be the same, said, oh, by the way.